reach a tariff agreement where the United States while safeguarding national interests. This was conveyed by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlanda Hartarto, in Jakarta on Tuesday. Hartarto is leading the team tasked with negotiating the reciprocal tariffs imposed by the U.S. government on Indonesian exports. The negotiations are scheduled to take place in Washington, D.C. from April 16th to 23rd. Has expressed interest in adding more direct flights from Moscow to Indonesia, according to Indonesia's Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlanda Hartarto. He said the interest was conveyed by Russia's first deputy prime minister, Denis Manturov, during a meeting with President Prabowo Subianto in Jakarta on Tuesday. In addition, Russia expressed a desire to strengthen cooperation in inter-country financial systems, specifically by creating a mechanism to make a transaction easier for Russian tourists in Indonesia. That was the news. Today's music order presents a song from Alyssa. Alyssa, an Indonesian pop band from the city of Majalengka, West Java, fronted by Putri, the vocalist, Elton, the guitarist, and Andre, the drummer, was founded in 2018 on July 17, 2024. Alyssa released a song entitled Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua, or Make Me the Second. This song was popularized by soloist Astrid, which was released in 2007. Alyssa's version of Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua is packed in a more modern way. This song, which was a hit at the time, tells the story of someone who is a third party in someone else's relationship and has the desire to continue being in the wrong relationship. Listeners, here's Alyssa with Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua.
Role for protection of species is the people itself. So if the people around the area where the species occur notice and realize there is a species that living together with them, even species that has no name, and then this is very unique. For example, you can find the Barbudan new species from Kelapa Nunda. The species is endemic. They are in the subterranean area. They have evolved in the different way with other terrestrial species. And of course, regarding the change of the environment that support them is really, really fatal for them to survive. And this message needs to be delivered to the people around them. And for example, if you use the water and then water can go down, if it is polluted, probably can be affected to the species under the subterranean area that living in that ecosystem. We have to know when species have been discovered. There are a lot of information need to be explored rather than finding new species. How they live there, the habitat, the reproductions, as well as the populations. So if all this information can be provided, then we know what is the advantage of species from the human beings. For example, Komodo dragon has been discovered in 1995. We don't know what the Komodo dragon has until in 2015 that the blood of Komodo dragon consists of some active material. So there's some material that really can be developed for material for anti-material or antibiotics, something like that. So it has been almost 200 years after it has been discovered. More than 100 years has been discovered. So yeah, finding new species is not simple. However, finding the utility of the new species is also need improvement from the perspective of science. So message from the people is protect the species around them, as well as telling them the existence of the species in the habitat is really needed because they are part of the ecosystem that has contribution to the stability of that ecosystem. Once the stability of the ecosystem is stopped, then human being can be affected. So this kind of the message needs to be delivered to the people around the area where the species has been found.
You can listen to the whole contact and conversation on our YouTube channel, BOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
So talking about the Middle East tour, Prabowo's Middle East tour, today we have another information on Prabowo Subianto and also King Abdullah, as we mentioned before. King Abdullah the Second of Jordan discussed a humanitarian crisis in Gaza, Palestine, and called for an immediate ceasefire during the meeting at Al-Husseinia Palace, Amman, Jordan on Monday. They talked about Gaza and how they can help in the humanitarian aspect, and they also called for an immediate ceasefire, as mentioned before. Prabowo also emphasized his commitment to promoting peace and also expanding humanitarian assistance for Palestinians affected by the conflict.
Yes, Indonesia is offering everything that the country can provide to accelerate the peace process. In addition to Gaza, the two leaders discussed the strengthening of bilateral cooperation in several fields, such as education, science, technology, and economy. Indonesia itself imports most of its phosphates and potassium from Jordan for fertilizer purposes. While on Monday, President Prabowo and King Abdullah II also led a bilateral meeting between the governments of Indonesia and Jordan at us on our social media, on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, VOI_official, TikTok, VOI_official, and you can send us a little bit of input or something that you want to say to us on email, voilisteners@gmail.com, and WhatsApp, +62812-138120, 62812-138120, and of course, don't forget to always listen to us on our mobile app, Arri Digital, available on Android and iOS.
Bisakah aku menyentuh awan? Berwaktu-waktu aku mengasuh rasa.
Many people may know Ende for Lake Limoto, the great colored lake with breathtaking beauty. But few people know that Ende has hundreds of different cultures in every region. Therefore, we take you to a tradition village, which is located 12 kilometers to the east from the city of Ende, namely Molotovo Village, the city of Argos in Greek story. That's what people may cross through their mind when setting foot in the village and seeing it from the height of about 800 meters above sea level. We are getting amazed after 30 minutes of driving from the city center of Ende, passing through semi-hot mixed road, along the coast of Nama Mesa, with waves and sparkling black sand, which have particular charm. Precisely in front of Molotovo Church, which stands steadily, we begin our journey to the center of traditional kampong, with raised rising paths and past the village, meeting people with friendliness. They do not hesitate to smile at us while doing their activities. Children are playing and running around, enjoying beautiful moments. Before arriving in the center of traditional kampong, we should meet Bernardo's Bey to ask permission. He is Mozalaki, or custom leaders, in Molotovo Village. He is precisely called Mozalaki because Samu, who plays a key role in every traditional processions in the village. The middle-aged man guides us to Nuapu'u, or the original kampung, where Sauria, or big houses, are situated. There are two Sauria in the village, namely Sao Atalaki and Sao Sui. They are wooden stilt houses with umbea as the roof, with steady rocks arrangement, which have existed since the first generation to the family.
This house is already for several generations. It was not noted yet. This house is symbolic, related to territory rights of custom white people. It symbolizes working together and unity. The house was built with a ritual ceremony.
Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Sauria is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sao Atalaki to explore parts of the house. Sao Atalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, has three rooms, with each name and function. There are Wajau Buuria, Wajau Lu, and Wajau Tenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Buuria, kalau Buuria Wajau Lu, yang kedua Wajau Tenda.
The parts inside the house, they are Wajau Buuria, Wajau Lu, and Wajau Tenda. The first one is inhabited by the first child, because Buu itself means golden. Then there's a place to keep and set aside sacred objects. There's also a place for Mozalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there's a place for Mishawara, or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same both in the left and the right side.
To build and renovate a traditional house, it takes months and even years through various traditional ceremonies, which need high cost at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount of field by Bernardo's Day. Although most of Molotovo villagers are plantation farms, they are willing to pay a big amount of fund for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sao Atalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gubuk, or hut, to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged for traditional ceremony. This fine rope yarn was used to put bags of wood called Taiteru Luru, and people break down the house and held the traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut, which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, a ceremony called Lealako to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Lealako itu dimana para tukang dengan
Lealako ceremony is where construction workers clear the location, put in the kampung, and in the forest. We should give food in four directions to stay away from bad luck and hot potatoes. They give rain to the ruler of the forest before cutting the wood. Animal is given as a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
After all construction materials are complete, the people do Tenda Sao ceremony. The all night long ceremony features pandak and gummy dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put leke pera, house pole with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kind of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction, where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities, including raiding or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
After putting leke pera, putting locks for the pole is done in 4 days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is fenced with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and constructing are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for the house purification. After that, the construction begins again in a ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dusk, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again, by giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forest, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Golanio, Okemuku, and Gawikea are held in Kedapanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Mozalaki in Molotovo Village. Kedapanga is a place where their ancestors did worship, with one stone monument named Musumase. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Molotovo Village, beside the stone graves, which have existed for hundreds of years in Kedapanga. The graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Mozalaki.
Kedapanga, rumah tempat beribadah oleh seluruh para Mozalaki.
Kedapanga is a place where Mozalaki worship the idols. The graves have levels. The center circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. People put offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky, and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Mozalaki in a temple center called Pusenua Igneo.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Mozalaki do pandak and gummy dance, accompanied with Ngolamba traditional music, to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Sauria. That's the culture and tradition in Molotovo traditional village, a traditional village with hundreds of sons. ceremonies, which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site, which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, this information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
Oh, We'll be right back.